If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Paul told them, "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious." Like TV commercials today, the worship of idols was everywhere, invading every aspect of life. So it is in every society.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. And my friend, ever think about all the advertising we receive on a daily basis? My daughter is from Ethiopia, rather recently from Ethiopia, and very new to all our commercials. And yet, even she has got some of the jingles down already. Of course, comedians also pick up on these and turn them into hilarious comedic routines. That is just to say that certainly here in America, but really all over the world, our lives have become inundated by advertising, and because that is true, we never stop thinking about those things. For some people, this has proven very disastrous, because when we constantly think about things to purchase, we indeed purchase, and sometimes whether we have the money or not. In other words, we put it on our credit cards, racking up costs that we sometimes cannot pay back. Even good and important things like houses and college fall into these categories. We see ads on television and magazines, even billboards and radio. Bigger is better. The best college, no matter the cost. Just borrow the money. But the debt ruins. That is what happens when the wrong things dominate your eyesight and your brain. But what should you be constantly thinking about? Well, we're looking at that today on Wings of the Morning. But now the group, About a Mile, reminds us that in Jesus, we can be satisfied.
Let your song be the song I sing. Through the blessings and burdens this life will bring. In you alone, I'm satisfied. Through the struggles I face, when contentment starts to fade, through the constant wandering, when my doubt is crippling, and this will be my prayer. Let your song be the song I sing. Through the blessings and burdens this life will bring, in you alone I'm satisfied, in you I'm satisfied. I'm letting go of my fears and believing that you're here. Satisfied, and all I need is your sacrifice. I have
blessings and burdens this life will bring. And you alone, I'm satisfied. And all I need is your sacrifice. I have more than I deserve. You gave me your life. And you alone, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied.
In the Bible, in the letter Paul wrote to the Ephesians, Paul says this: "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe." So I realize that this was written at a time when there were no massive advertising campaigns and certainly no seemingly omnipresent electronic media. People weren't bombarded with all these things. Well, that is partially true. But in the Roman and Greco society, people found a way to try to dominate people's minds and hearts nevertheless. In Ephesus, where these people were sitting, there was the worship of the goddess Diana, with silversmiths mass-producing little images, little statues of her all over the place. And when Paul went to Athens, there were so many gods around that Dr. Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, who was with him, said this, that the city was full of idols. And Paul told those people, "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious." Like TV commercials today, the worship of idols was everywhere, invading every aspect of life. So it is in every society. But here, in this letter, Paul tells them that the dominant culture, the next thing to buy, the supply of whatever he desires, is not dominating his thought. Rather, thanksgiving for the Ephesians' faith in Jesus and love for each other is what is dominating his thoughts. He can't stop thinking about it. It's like a jingle from a commercial. He then goes from thinking and thanking to praying, and he just continually says to God something like this: "Please give my friends more wisdom from you and reveal to them all that you are, God. Please show them more and more about their future hope of eternal life and how, even in their poverty, they are fantastically rich with you because you own everything. And please show them, even as I think constantly about them, all the power they now have because you raised Jesus from the dead." Boy, that's a constant dominating thought, isn't it? And you can bet that Paul is saying to them that not only is his mind and heart singing this glorious jingle, but he is showing them, these Ephesians, by example, that they should also. Elsewhere, he told the Philippians, "This, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." In fact, he goes on to say, "Whatever," in those whatevers we just noted, "you have learned or received or heard from me, or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." You see, One of the biggest problems in our modern society is not really a new problem at all. People don't have peace. They're all stressed out. Their minds and their hearts are just filled with stress, with junk that is bombarding them from everywhere. And Paul is telling all these believers and us that the secret for peace is found in turning our minds to think and pray in thanksgiving and faith and love and God's resources and His power, all filling us up with constant praise. That's the stuff, but you cannot even get to that point. You won't have access to it if you haven't opened the door of your heart and life to God through Jesus Christ. No amount of meditation, no number of prayers, no constant positive thinking will ever come close. So why not ask Jesus to come into your heart and start the process toward real peace? Why don't you pray with me now? Dear Jesus, go ahead and pray this. Dear Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins and consecrate my life. Cleanse it. Fill it up. I need your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. Or you can reach me by writing me at sundaybreakfastmission.org. On the internet, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.